But it's time to talk kangaroos, Australian icon, someone you wouldn't want to come up against in a boxing match. Such powerful, long and strong, powerful hind legs. But what if Skippy could be the answer to the growing global ligament and tendon repair market? I didn't even realise the global ligament and tendon repair market was growing, but that is exactly what's happening. In a world-first project funded by the University of Sydney and three other industry partners, including Bowral's own Bone Ligament Tendon Company. Researchers are testing whether kangaroo tendons, which are up to six times stronger than the human ACL, can be used in knee, ankle and shoulder ligament replacement surgeries. Would you put your hand up and volunteer your knee, your ankle, or your shoulder to get a little bit of Skippy in there? I bet you there's some rugby league and basketball teams looking on with interest. Tell me more. I have got David Tudor from the Innovative Manufacturing Cooperative Research Centre, one of the teams involved in the project. Welcome back, Mr. Tudor.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Good to talk to you, sir. Now, last time we spoke to you was about green concrete, but I remember you hinting about this as well. How long has it been going for?
Yeah, this project's been going for, well, in fact, Nick Hartnell, the surgeon, has had this idea in his head for a good 10, 15 years. Yeah. And so what he's been trying to find is partners who can get this idea of using kangaroo tendons to replace, you know, damaged ACLs and so on, and how he can create a manufacturing business and export these all over the world to surgeons in other markets where they're dealing with patients and sports people, injuries and so on. You know, I'm an ex-rugby union player, and I'm sure my body hopefully will outlive my knees, so I might need this at some point.
Is it safe to put another species' ligaments into a human body?
Look, it's a great question, and effectively that's what the research project that we are funding is about. It's about finding ways to take these ligaments and put them through a process that makes them safe so they won't be rejected by the human body. The other part of the project is using 3D printing technologies to create these little bone-compatible screws using 3D printing that the surgeon then uses to attach the ligaments into your own joints. And over time, these are made of a material that is not just customized for that patient, but is also dissolvable so that the ligaments actually bind and graft into the bone. So that the whole thing is a fantastic design experiment, but it's got to be done safe for the patient.
And that is, of course, the benefit of having 3D printers, that things can be made bespoke for every single person that they're used on. So these 3D printed screws are exactly the right shape and size to fit the human that they're being printed on, or used on. But then they also, you say, they absorb into the body.
Yeah, so there's some real smarts in this. And you can see why this is not just a project that comes to market quickly. It's several years of research to make sure that the regulators, the people that keep us safe and make the rules about what you can do medically and so on and what you can do manufacturing-wise. Nick has an aspiration that these are ultimately bagged up with a set of screws, a design pattern, and are flown all over the world. So effectively, from the Illawarra, we've got a nice little manufacturing business that is servicing what is a $10 billion industry. Would you believe it?
It is quite amazing. And it is, I mean, the Illawarra is the home of so many of these kind of bio, skin and different parts of the human body being worked on. And this bio-ceramic scaffold, I love this idea of screws. Like, I mean, we're all used to stitches that disappear over time, that dissolve or whatever, you know. But this is a pin, a screw that holds something else to your body that then absorbs. I guess once the ligament becomes at one with the human body, it doesn't need the screw anymore.
No, it doesn't. And you know, it's interesting. A lot of these technologies have been around for quite a while. You know, 3D printing's been around in manufacturing probably for 20 or 30 years. But they're becoming a lot of technologies that smaller businesses can use. They're no longer expensive. You don't need to be highly skilled or buy large pieces of equipment. And this creates a great opportunity to attract, you know, younger people into design and engineering and research. It's not all about just working in a factory environment. This is manufacturing that pulls in talent from everywhere now.
I'm speaking to David Tudor from the Innovative Manufacturing Cooperative Research Centre. You've just joined us and we're talking about this wonderful 3D printed screw technology. We're also talking about kangaroo ligaments. Now, is it the obvious reason why kangaroo tendons are a good candidate, good material for these surgeries, just because they're really good at jumping?
Well, they're really good at jumping. They're strong, but we also have an opportunity to build a business from Australia that is geographically defensible. It's very hard for others around the world to get hold of kangaroos to come up with the same solution. And the other thing is we also in this market need to be aware of certain sensitivities. So other animals can be used for their tendons and ligaments. So the pig, for example, but there are cultures around the world where that wouldn't be appropriate. Mm. There are synthetic solutions that could be used as well, but they don't have the ability to work as well with the body, nor do they last as long. So the question I asked Nick, and I know a few of your readers will be thinking of all the jokes, but our team wondered that if you only had one knee done, does that mean you hop around in circles, for example? So, but behind it is a very serious business and a very serious idea. And the trials that are taking place right now are proving really successful. Nick is confident that he will be starting to implant these as part of a controlled testing program into people in the next year or so.
Right. So where are the research up to now? What trial stage is it?
Yeah, so the trial stages they're doing are, they're very successfully proven out the 3D printed screws. In fact, there's actually quite a bit of demand for surgeons to use them for applications in other parts of the body. That's been so successful. But the trials on the kangaroo tendons are around making sure they don't lose their elasticity, but do provide a way to be compatible with the body. So that's going through a series of animal and compatible trials well before you get to testing this out on humans. But Nick is incredibly confident and very happy with the support he's getting from University of Sydney and some of the other partners. And the role we play as a research centre is kind of to bind that all together. And effectively, we bring and invest taxpayers' money that comes from the Commonwealth into what's now a portfolio of about 50-odd projects around the country in all sorts of different technologies, but that are going to create manufacturing outcomes.
Is the international community looking at this and is, you mentioned, using kangaroo parts makes it geographically very defensible because other countries don't have access to kangaroos, but also people, you know, looking at this as, it's a good selling point as well, Australian product using an Australian animal.
Yeah, and the reality is that the smallest cost of getting this out to market globally is probably the logistics. These things will nicely pack up in a small vacuum-sealed, sterilised packet. Mm. You know, imagine a scenario that, a basketballer in New York damages their knee and they go into hospital, they have a digital scan. That scan is sent through the cloud in real time to Australia. They can look at what that particular patient needs. They can create the tendon or ligament that's required and the cutting, the 3D printed screws, a design package that tells the surgeon how to implant it and how to insert it. That all gets sent back over the cloud to the other side while this packet gets sent. And as the swelling of the patient comes down, the patient's ready to go for surgery to have this put in. So actually the logistics of moving these things around the world, it's more about making sure you've got the regulators and the surgeons seeing that this is a fantastic solution that they don't otherwise have.
So it's not before the end of the basketball game, but it is before the end of the basketball season, that's for sure.
Well, that's right. And, you know, you only have to see here what happens with, injuries at quarterfinal stages, preliminary finals in the footy and the rugby, whatever. And people do have wonder surgery with synthetic replacements, and they might get through the final, but they may not be walking much the following
week.
That's
true. What about, and there is a lot of research into growing animal cells in labs, either for meat or for other things as well, the idea that these ligaments coming from kangaroos now, but they could actually be designed to order in a lab at some point and then paired up with the 3D screw as well.
Yeah, that's right. 3D printing is a technology that's been used not just for physical materials like metals and ceramics and glass. There's a lot of research taking place, including in Australia, around the ability to create cellular things. Mm. Now, that might mean you're printing muscle. It might mean you're printing parts of an organ, for example. It's an area that's got to be very well controlled because, as you can imagine, this could go in a more sinister direction if you wanted it to. But there's a lot of scientific opportunity. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, if we can get product that is human compatible and has been designed and developed in a country like Australia, where we take healthcare incredibly seriously, then there are opportunities for us to take that know-how to the world.
Well, at the moment, these kangaroo tendons, which are a lot stronger than human tendons, as you can imagine, they come from actual kangaroo. So this is what, from kangaroo farming, like leftovers, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so the different states have different, arrangements in terms of harvesting of kangaroos. Kangaroos is harvested for its meat and other products. But one part of the kangaroo that's often discarded and has no value is the tail. And you've all seen how long and how strong a kangaroo tail is. They can stand up on their tails. So you've got all the way down that tail, you've got a ligament that can be used for several patients potentially. So the opportunity is actually to see less of the animal actually going to waste and more going to value. But that in turn should also lead to, more ethical and more controlled harvesting of kangaroos generally. Which can only be a good thing for the industry at the end of the day. We don't want to see cruelty to animals or particular methods of harvesting. And so the more controlled the supply chains are, which is what manufacturing is a lot about, then I think that is only going to lead to a stronger industry.
All right. Well, there is a lot of very pioneering science in this. So don't just go strapping a skippy tail to your leg right now. But thank you so much, David Judah, for letting us know about it. And we look forward to, as this gets further and further through the trial stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And then get Nick onto your show. And, he'd be a great person to bring into the discussion as well. But as I said, we're doing any number of projects like this around Australia, and the innovation and ingenuity we have in our country is just not that well known. Mm. And of course, manufacturing is now an important industry for us, and so harnessing that all in, I see only a real great opportunity for our industry going forwards.
I love the combination of science and manufacturing and having it right here in Australia. Well, thank you so much, David Tudor. We'll talk to you again soon, and we'll talk to Dr. Nick Hartnell as well. Good on you.
Lovely. That's great. Thank you for having me.
You listen to ABC Illawarra.